100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories weekly challenge podcast thing, recording, all of that stuff. Yeah, it's the weekly challenge in July 2020. We're all still here, I think. The topic for this week was powder, and we got a lot of stories in. So I'll just let you listen to them and put them together in whatever I do here. I'm not too sure what I do some weeks. Just do what you do. Listen. Open your ears. Here we go.
Greetings, people of Earth. Rick Thomas here with this week's offering on the topic of powder. Today's story, New Millennium Craft. Mama passed. The old box was hers. 150 years old. Some of the bottles within, older still. Handed down by generations. Of witches. Marie knew it front to back. Preparation, application, incantation, spells, charms, potions, poisons, powders, leaves, roots, wands, crystals. Witches were among the first healers, scientists, pharmacologists, but the modern world was catching up. Witch to woman was about knowledge, power, domination. Witch to man was different. It required finesse, craft, artistry, with a sexual component. Today's witch's most powerful tool? The makeup bag. Like Mama always said,
powder and paint make a gal what she ain't.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called In Winter the Snow is Deep. On the street, they call it powder. A lab in Singapore sequenced it. It had promising success in early Alzheimer's tests, but some of the side effects scared the shit out of Big Pharma. So it went underground, then overground. Asian labs were more broad-minded in their search for new stuff. They kicked off a number of hydrogen chains and bam, super cat state. It seemed to freeze a single thought in a time loop. Same thought reflected back on the user over and over and over again. The best way to do powder was to drop a flake on your iris. Zoom. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 744 with a prompt of powder. Here's my story. Though Bilbert agreed with his father that taking Linoleumanda along for a battle with supervillains was a bad idea, he was in too much of a hurry to argue with her. Besides, he liked holding her hand. Outside on the sidewalk, Bilbert held out his hand. "Okay, let's go." "Hold on a second. Linoleum Amanda said, and took a small bottle of powder from her shoulder bag and dusted her hands with it. "What's that?" Bilbert asked. She smiled. "It's Malaysian bonding powder, so our hands don't slip apart while we're flying." "Really?" Bilbert asked. "Wow, you come prepared for everything." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Funny thing, powder. Talc, sawdust, flour. All totally inoffensive, and apparently harmless, so nobody blinks an eye if you want to stockpile them. Nobody asks questions. And nobody keeps records. And this warehouse is full to the brim with powder of every kind. Don't worry. That haze that hangs in the air isn't going to choke you. Not if you breathe gently and slowly. But tread with caution too. Because the slightest static discharge, the tiniest spark, and this whole building becomes one massive, spontaneous bomb. So don't make any sudden movements. And pray that I don't make any either.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Sprinkle some magic powder on the black cat. No, stretch and stretch and stretch some more. Grab the shiny star and place it next to the jar. The cat will look, the star will stretch, and the jar will smile a sparkly smile. No, the next time you reach for that magic powder, think that it is safer not to reach for a lighter. A lighter? Where did that come from? The cat will stretch, the jar will sparkle, the star will shine. Yes, that's it. Everything is back in place. Neatly. Yawn. I prefer to see the jar smiling. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Tour Rubbers Aino here with a story on the subject, powder. In Civilization 9, the simulation goes down to the level of individual people, leading complete lives in the simulated world. Are they alive? Everyone asks. But that they might be just makes me take it more seriously. In this game, I'm God, leading them onwards and upwards, while my opponent is playing the devil, the force of darkness and ignorance. It looks like they'll take another 2 centuries to invent gunpowder. But my opponent is raising up a religion that would declare fire taboo. Time to play a Prometheus card and enter the world myself to teach them the secret.
Good morning. You're listening to Richard on the internet, and this is my story on the topic powder. The raid went without a hitch. We had Carter and Jeffries cuffed and restrained while we ransacked the room. One of the officers passed a sealed package to my partner Davis, who produced his pocket knife, slitting it open to reveal its contents. He moistened his finger and dipped it into the white powder before rubbing it against his upper gum. "What is it?" I asked. Davis turned away and beckoned me over and whispered, "How the hell should I know?" "So, what's with all the gum rubbing?" "Dunno. They do it in the movies, so I figured I should too." There you go. All done. Speak to you next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
You see it in the movies and TV shows. A guy pulls out a knife, sticks it in a bag of powder, and licks it. You can't taste if something's pure. You need chemistry for that, bottles and tubes and that kind of thing. So we made a field kit. Well, two field kits. We sold the good field kit to our people. We sold the bad field kit to the cops. So we know when the stuff is good, and they think that they picked up junk and throw it out. And we pull it out of the garbage.
And there we have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of powder. I hope you enjoyed the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge this week. Because, well, there's more coming. The next one is a pick two, and I'll let you go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and look up the topic there. I don't want to spoil it, but it's a pick two. Plus, I don't want to bother clicking and reading and all that stuff. It's Sunday morning. I should be resting. But I do this for you. It's really for me and my obsessions. But it's for you. We can pretend. Thank you for being a part of this, my obsession. And, as always, keep it brief.